Okay, Rabosa, we are embarking on just a Hagdama introduction, but to understand exactly how Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi built this Masech. We pointed out, and if you take a look, let's start with the Shita Mekubetzet. The Shita Mekubetzet notes that it's a little unusual that after this first six prakim, we move into Gneva. And this first six prakim are Nizke Mamon, then we move into Gneva, Kefel, and Dalet Vehe, etc. And he says that makes sense because there's going to be a brisa that we'll see that says, our Mishnah says there are four avos nezikin. But there's a brisa that's going to teach us that there are 24 avos nezikin, and the Arba Shomrim are part of the avos nezikin, and Zela, Gneva, is part of the avos nezikin. So we're doing avos nezikin, and that's all. Gneva kind of fits in that vein. And Zela also is avos nezikin. And there's a lot of payments you have to make. Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Sheves, etc. All part of this world of Avos Nezikin. But why is Chavala in the middle? Why is Chavala in the middle? I would have put it Gnevek Zela. Why Chavala in the middle? And here the Shita says something a little unusual, to be honest. He says that Hichnis Perek HaChovel Beneim Shugam Hu Be'esim Be'arba Avos Nezikin. Chovel has these five. I misspoke. Chovel is these five. V'shanon achar ganav l'pishederach olam sh'adam bol amemona shenigna mimenu. V'choshed harbe b'nei adam is a person is anxious when you lose money. We're all like very attached to our money. When we lose money, when we're stolen from, when we got some money stolen from us, we get upset. And we start looking around. And we start to be choshed b'nei adam. And as a result, we kind of get upset at people. Maybe it was him. We lose our temper, and we can come to chavala hachshadim b'amli de makos upsoim, and therefore you have gneva followed by chavala, and then we'll come back to zayin. So I just put this shita mekubetzet on your marmakomos, not because I think his answer is like the answer, but he's asking the question, and the question is, why is chavala here in the middle? I would have put together Gneva and Gzela, and perhaps Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi is highlighting for me a core idea that do not conflate Gneva and Gzela. While they look the same, and when we translate them, we'll use the words steal, and we'll call them a thief, and we use the kind of innocuous kind of generic terminology, but on a halachic legal level, Gneva and Gzela are different. And therefore, Chavala somehow is logically put in as a barrier, as a break between Gneva and Zayin. So I'm going to plant a few seeds, and then I want to look at a Gemara, which I want you to mostly get to, but let's see a Gemara, and then we'll start working the Rambam. So I asked you to look at the Hagdama of the Rambams and really compare the Rambam, Gzela, and Gneva. And the Hagdama is the heading to the Rambam in each sefer, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gzela, it's on your sheets, that Gzela has yesh b'chon sheva mitzvah shtei misaseh v'chamesh mitzvot saseh v'zeh pirton aleph shelo l'gzol. So the first lotas in Hilchos Gzela is don't steal. By Gneva, the Rambam writes same idea, sheva mitzvah tu mitzaseh chamesh lotaseh v'zeh pirton shelo lignov mamon. So the diuk that I am looking for is an obvious one. What is the obvious diuk? Mamon. The Rambam emphasizes, by Gneva he says, Shelo lignov mamon. By Gzela he says, Shelo lignov. And we all know as well, famous Rambam, we'll see it inside, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gneva, Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam famously develops the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. And the Rambam says, Ezehu ganav. What is a ganav? Ze halokech mamon adam baseter. Ve'ena bailin yodin. Kikona poshe yado leto kischa vero velokach meosa. Ve'ena bailin roim vechen kochayotze bazeh. Avon lokach begolui ube parhesia bechozek yad ein zegana belagas. So what's the Rambam telling you? A ganav does it in stealth. a Goslin does it confrontationally, by force. And these are two different categories. We all know this. This is like old news. And the Rambam brings it down. And just where did the Rambam get this from? So let's take a look. We're skipping down. Source number 9. Okay, how many got to this Gemara number 9? Okay, so let's see the Gemara inside, because it's a good Musar Shmuz also. It's a lot of Musar in this Gemara, so let's take advantage of the Musar. So the Gemara, Andaf, Ayin Testament Beis. Again, and again, this is something that I'm going to learn now quickly with you, but that's something you want to be chazing at night. This is a famous Gemara, you want to get this Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara, you want to get it down. So the Gemara, Andaf, Ayin Testament Beis, towards the top of the page, says, highlights, is like Amri, they used to say, Kevin de Ra'uhu, if the Nigzal sees the Gazlan, he's a Gazlan. Kevin de Kamitzmeri Minayu, if he's hiding, he's a Ganav. Difference in a Ganav and a Gazlan. Gazlan, confrontation, he sees it. Ganav, he doesn't see it. He's hiding. Gemara says, Ela Gazlan Hechidami. So what's an example? What's the source for Gazlan? Rabbi Avokum Benayo Ben Yo Yada Shnemar Vayikzlas Achonis Miat Hamitzi VeYargev Bechaniso. So he says, what's an example of Gazlan? You grab the chonis. What's a chonis? A sword, a spear. Miat Hamitzri. Miat Hamitzri. You can sneak and like pickpocket. No, the Mitzri is holding a sword. What did you do? You forcibly took it. And then what did you do with the sword?
Killed
him. You stabbed him. That's Gazlan. That's a Gazlan. Another example. Balei Shechem. Balei Shechem were very violent people. Shnemar v'yasimu lo Balei Shechem ma'arvim al Rosh Ha'arim. They used to ambush on the mountains. V'yigzlu es kol asher yavar lehem baderech. And they would steal from anyone who was passing by. So they were ambushing people. And how they do so? They did so with aggression, but they were hiding. They were ambushed a little bit. There was an ambush. Yes, my time alo omer mehai. So why did Rav the first man the omer not bring the Shechem pasuk? Amalachah came to mitmiri itmiri lo gazlaninu. They were hiding. Since they were hiding in ambush, they're not called gazlan. Rav Yochanan had to come mitmiri lo nixu inshe v'nei arku minayu. No, they were hiding not because they just didn't want. They wanted to like ensnare the passers-by. It's not that they were hiding because they were afraid. They were like setting the trap, and then they would come out and fight them. So it's still Gazlan. Fine. So then the Gemara tells us, Shalot HaMavz Rav Yochman Zakir, Neymah Hechmir Torah B'Ganav Yotmi Gazlan. So there's another difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan. A Gazlan has to pay what? Dalavay. Gazlan pays Dalavay. Hey, a Gazlan Ghana pays dollar hey, Gazlan doesn't pay dollar there. Hey, so why is that? Why is that? If I'm saying terminology you don't know, you don't understand, don't be shy. Yes. Excellent. Corey, you're the man. When you steal a shor or a seh as a ganav, then you have to pay and you either shecht the animal or you sell it to another party. Then you have to pay not just kefel, but you have to pay five times the value of the shor, five times the value of the seh, four times the value of the shor. Good? Dalaveh. Got it? Okay. So you got it? Excellent. Okay. So why are we more machar by Ghana than by Gazlan? Omar Lahen, you know this Gemara, but it's good to know. Hishve kvot av eved lekvot kono. Vizeh lo hishve kvot eved lekvot kono. The Ganav, who's he afraid of?
People.
He's afraid of people. He's pickpocketing. I don't want the guy to catch me, but I'm not so afraid of the Ribono Shel Olam. A lot of times, here's the Musa. People like on the outside, they look frum. They wear their tzitzis out, they got long payas, and they look frum. Sometimes in the when we're in the privacy of our own little private domain, and no one's looking, so sometimes we might do things that we wouldn't want people to know. That's why there's something called, for people who have these things, accountability programs, where if someone knows where you are, where you lurk, where you've been, your mom knows where which sites you visit, your Rebbe knows which sites you visit. That's to solve that problem of a person who's like afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In private, he does one thing, something else in public. So that's what the Gemara is telling us, this shmuz. Zeh hishveh kvod eved l'kvod kono, v'zeh lo hishveh kvod eved l'kvod kono. Kivyachol. You're making it like, a ganav is making like, osa ayin shamata kilu eino roa, v'ozen shamata kilu eino shamas. Like Hashem doesn't know what's going on. And that is something that, therefore, the ganav is worse. The Gemara now cites Pesukim. Let's skip. Amar Rav Meir, Mashal, Mashal, Mishum Rav Gamliel. He gave a Mashal. L'ma'a davar doma, l'shnei b'nei adam shayu ba'ir va'asa mishta echad. Two people in a city, and they're both making a party. Echad zimin es b'nei ha'ir v'lo zimin es b'nei ha'melech, v'echad lo zimin es b'nei ha'ir v'lo zimin es b'nei ha'melech. So ezmen om shem ruba, have omez es shezimin es b'nei ha'ir v'lo zimin es b'nei ha'melech. So two guys making a party. One of them invites the regular people of the city and not the king's children, the king's sons of the Amel, the nobility. And the other one just invites family. He doesn't invite the city dwellers. He doesn't invite the king. So who's worse?
The one who invites the
chevra, not the king. That's worse. That's worse because he's not giving cover to the melech. So that's the ganav. And then finally, the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Meir, Bo re'e kama gadol koach shel melacha. And look at this. Wow, what a beautiful shmuz. What a great shmuz. Does the Torah value hard work? Yes! Because when you steal a shore, can you pick up a shore on your shoulders and carry it out? It's way too big. Way too big. Can I tell you a funny story? Not so funny when it happened. I was away on vacation 2 weeks ago. This is not a funny story, but I just thought of it. I was away on vacation, and we were in this like very beautiful nature area. There were cows, and they seemed like very docile, calm little cows. So I have a 17-year-old daughter who wanted a picture near a cow, and mamish, it was sure shenaga chesa'ada. I'm laughing now. It's awesome, but it was scary. A beast, like quarter. Like she fell to the ground, and it was a little scary. She freaked, cried, all those things. She was like traumatized forever. But Baruch Hashem, we're all alive to laugh about it now. But anyway, but the behema, I think of it because it's a big animal. You can't just carry the animal out. So how do you get the shore out? You lead it out. How do you get a seh out? You carry it out. So the Torah recognizes, the ganav had to engage in physical labor to steal the seh. So we're going to give him credit for that. So how much do you pay for the seh? Only four. The shore, you didn't do much labor to steal it, so you don't get credit. You have to pay fine. So that's another Musa Shmuz. The value of investing fully of yourself in that which you're doing. Okay? And finally, the Gemara also says, a flip side, is Kavod Abrius. Is, once again, you have to carry the set out, so you get credit for that. You only have to pay four. The shore, not so. Okay, that's the one. Bottom line, we know when it comes to the difference between a ganav and a gazlan, the Gemara says clearly. What is the takeaway of this Gemara? I want to start learning how to speak. So I'd like you to just formulate, just in a simple English language, what is the takeaway of the difference in ganav and gazlan in this Gemara? Yes?
Ganav is private, and gazel is...
Okay, that's not incorrect, but it's not getting to like the core difference. Go ahead.
Ganav is usually stealing money, and gazlan could be like other things besides.
Yeah, but that's not true either. Gazlan can be money also.
No, like gazlan could also like be other things than objects.
100%. It's true. But that's what this Gemara is telling. That's not the message of the Gemara. No. That's all true. What is a gazel? Give me. I need one word. One word for gazel. I've used it already. It's the C word. What am I looking for? Confrontation. Gazlan is confrontation. You're in his face, taking his stuff, but it's confrontation. Gneva, in contrast, is?
Secret.
Is in stealth. Is non-confrontation. The key word is confrontation. Okay? That's Yesod number one. What do you want?
That's why Zayla.
Wait a second. Don't say that's why. No, I'll get to you. Give me a second. Okay, now. Oh, what do you want to say? I don't want to hear that yet. Could someone take that thought and now just explain to me why there is an emphasis in the Rambam? What is the Isser of Gzela? Shelo Lixol. And what is the Isser of Geneva? Shelo Lignov Mamon. I want to drop another clue first, and then I'll take it. I want to drop one more clue. Please, let's take a look at the Rambam Gzela Aleph Gimel. Did I say Aleph Gimel? Yeah, Aleph Gimel. No, we did Aleph Gimel. Gzela Aleph Gimel. Okay. Just keep your hand on Gzela and Gneva. We're going both places simultaneously. Gzela Aleph Gimel. Ezehu Gozel. Ze Halokeach. You have to listen carefully. Ze Halokeach Mamon Ha'adam. So it says Mamon there too. Be Chazka. Be Chazaka. Kigon. Shechotaf Metat L'miyada. O sheniknas l'rshu social barots on bailam v'natal kelim isham. O shetokaf ba'avadav v'hemto v'nishtamet b'hen. O sheyarad l'tok sadeh v'ocha peroseh v'chol kayotze bazeh hu hagozeh. So again, we're talking about chazka, chotaf, tokaf. What English word is connoted by these verbs?
Action, aggression.
I have another A word. I would suggest we are talking about an attack.
Assault, attack.
Hold on. Let's do one more. I want to go to Aleph in Gneva, followed by Aleph in Gzela, and then we'll try and put some of this together. Okay, Aleph Gneva. Kol Hagonev Mamon Mishove Pruta Umala over Alota Se Shemalo Tignovu. Ve'in Lokin Alav Ze. Do you get Malkus for Gneva?
No.
No Malkus. Why not? Share nitan litashlumin. Because any lav, the normal rule is a lav you get Malkus for. But this is a lav that is nitan le litashlumin. That what do you have to do? You have to pay back. Shaganav chiva oso Torah l'shalem. And then the Rambam says, ve'echad hagonev mamon Yisrael, O Hagonev Mamon Goy, O Vinavur Zara, the Echad Hagonev Es Hagoto Es Hakoton, Period. So, if you steal from a katan, the gevala gneva, the rice or the rabban? You sure? You sure? You sure? You steal from a guy. Gneva. The rice or drabban?
The rice.
Biggest avodah zarah in the world. The rice or drabban? What do you think? I think. It's the rice. Why? Because what did the Ram do over here in Hilchos Gneva? What did he do? He said you're not allowed to do Gneva, he quoted a pasuk. Then he says, you don't get Malchus over here because it's Nitan L'Tashlumin. And then he says, in the same Halacha Aleph, we're in Halacha Aleph, Echad Yisrael Goy Gadol Kata. Meaning, everything I said so far applies whether the money was owned by any of the above. Pasuk Pshat, we're talking about an Isur Doraisa, if it's Gnev, even if it's Gnevas Akum, Avodah Zarah, Katan, doesn't make a difference. Good? Let's flip to Aleph Aleph in Gzeil. Kol HaGozel Es Chavera. Whoa. One second. I'm back to Gneva. Back to Gneva. Flip-flop. Kol ha-goynev. What does it say? Mamon! Mishalapruta. Did he speak about Chavero? Nothing about Chavero. Goynev Mamon. Zela. Kol ha-goyzel es... Chaver, notice something. In Gneva, what did he steal?
Mammon.
There's an emphasis on Mammon. There's a de-emphasis on Chaver. And then it says, even if you steal from a guy, katan, doesn't make a difference because it's not about Chaver. Gzela. Kol ha-gozel es chavero. The same mama? Chavero. And by the way, you remember the koteret, the hadama, what did the Rambam say? Lo lignov. Hello? Lo lignov mama. What does it say by gzela? Lo ligzo, says the Rambam. You don't get malchus for this lav of gzela. Ain lokin alav zev lo tigzo. Why not? Why do you not get malchus for the avera of lo signo? Because it's a lav hanitan le tashlumin. Why do you not get malchus when it comes to the yis of lo signo? So he says because it's what we call fancy terminology. It's a lav hanitak la'ase, which means it's a lav that is curable. It has an ase, an associated ase, which you can cure the lav with. What's the associative curative ase? Hashavas. Vehesivas hagzela asher gaza. Is a mitzvah ase. You stole someone's object. Is a chiyuv to what? To give it back. Then he says, "Did you find that by gneva?"
No.
Not really. Right. The answer is no. Why no? What do we? What do you have to give back by gneva? Tashlumin, the mama. Because it's a theft of mama. You pay back mama. Gzela. You're taking a chayfetz. You have to give back the chayfetz. No malchus because lav anitak laaseh. Now he says, "Va'afilu saraf hagzela." If the gzela got burned, it's destroyed. So now you can't give it back. So you still don't get malchus. Why not? Because now that you can't give back the object, it's burnt, you still have a... Secondarily, it's a lavanitan le'tash. Okay, good. Interesting. That's really interesting. One more clue. The Rambam says, in Gneva and in Ksela, Aser Lignov Kol Shuhu Din Torah. He said up top, you're not allowed a Gneva and you're not allowed a Ksela, a Shavah Pruta. And then he quoted a Pasuk, Lo Sigzo, Lo Signov. Now in Halacha Beis in both places, he said, okay, what's I want to steal less than Shavah Pruta? No yawning. You make me tired when you yawn. If you want to steal less than what? A Shavah Pruta, is that mutter?
No.
It's not mutter. Is it mutter min haTorah and just Aser mi d'Rabbanan?
Yeah. No. Says that.
The Rambam says Aser din Torah, which means Issa d'Oraisa. Why he changes the language, no longer the pasuk. That's interesting, not for now, but there's what to say on this Rambam. And then he says, unbelievable. Noah Bekhoff, unbelievable. Afilu goy oved avodazara aser legazlo o la'ashkov. In halacha aleph of Hilchos Gneiva, what did he say? Can you steal from a goy?
No.
What was the implication? Doraisa drabon. Doraisa. And that's what the simple reading. Here, all of a sudden, where did he put this Isser of Gneva of Gzelas Goy?
After.
He put in Halacha Aleph? It's not Halacha Aleph. It's not Halacha Beis. He says, us, he didn't say, Echad Yisrael, Ve Echad, Akum Obed Avodah Zara. He says, oh, I have another thing I want to tell you. It's Aser Ligzo. Kolsh, it's Afil Goy Avodah Zara, Aser Ligazlo. You're not allowed to steal from him, Ola Ashko. What does it sound like? It sounds like Nisr Rabbanan. Nisr Rabbanan. And who makes that point explicitly? The Kesef Mishnah. So now, I would like to understand here, if anyone can explain to me, what is going on in the Gneva world, in the Gzela world, in the worldview of the Rambam, and then perhaps we can use that to explain Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Yeah!
It seems like Gneva is more about taking the actual mammon. That's why it specifies mammon, so that's why it's next to Arba Avos Nesigin.
Well, I want to learn Rambam first. We'll get to Arba Avos. We'll get to... Just tell me the Rambam.
Gzela is more about the actual confrontational of the actions.
Okay,
really
that's very helpful. That's very helpful, meaningful, good. I will repeat it a little even more helpful. Yehuda, what do you want to say? You don't want to link it back to the mission. I'm not ready for that yet. Okay, this is what I want to... I heard this idea from Rabbi Yehuda Parnas. Shavar Fu Shlema, when I was in my first or second year in YU. But it's like, it resonates as so like Emes. It says, Gneva is what you and I would call theft. It's stealing money. That's what Gneva is. The simple idea. Gzela, we spoke about confrontation. What Gzela is an attack on the person via his property. Maybe I'm stealing money. Gzela is an attack on a person via his property. There's different ways you can attack a person. You can punch him in the face, or you can attack him through his assets. The Isser of Gneva is Gneva's mammon. The Isser of Gzela is Gzela qua Gzela. Because gzela, yes, you are seizing his property. But that's not the essence of the iser. The essence of the iser is an attack on him. And therefore, it's in the Rambam, it's kol ha-gezel chaveiro. It's not just gnevas mamon. If it's all about mamon, you can't take someone's mamon. It's really about, I'll call it, in a certain sense, it's a mitzvah, an iser, bein adam la'atzma. It's about being a moral, ethical, upstanding person.
The ganav.
The ganav. And therefore, I don't care if you're stealing from a katan, I don't care if you're stealing from a goy. You don't take someone else's money. You don't do that. It says it's not yours. And what's the response to taking his money? You have to pay back his money. It's a lav hanitan letashlum. What gzela is, yeah, we speak, the Musar Shmuz is about Hashem and man. But it's more about man. That's the Musar Shmuz. He's not afraid of Hashem or man. But the point is, it's confrontation. It's, I don't care who you are. You're not getting in my way. I'm doing whatever I want at your expense. That's guessing. And yeah, I'm taking property. But property on some level is secondary. It's meaning, it has to happen. But that's what gezel is. It's an attack on the person. That's why. It's not a, and that's why, so why by goy? Why by goy it's not an iser d'oraisa? Because this is a mitzvah, bein adam no, bein adam lechaveiro. And bein adam lechaveiro, we do, in certain areas, we have differences in terms of our conduct and our requirements. Vis-a-vis Knesset Yisrael and vis-a-vis the Gentile community. We're still Aser, but it's different. It's not Gozel Chaveiro. And if you read the Rambam carefully, you'll see that concept is jumping off the page. With that in mind, let's go back to Masechet Bava Kamma. Let's think about this. First six prakim are what? Nezikin. Nezikin. What am I damaging when I'm a mazik? What are we talking about in the first six prakim?
Property.
Mama. My sword tramples on your field. Is that an attack on you? Not an attack on you, it's an attack on your property. I have to pay back. Because I diminished your property. Ace, sore, Shane, Rego, Karen, it's a diminishment of your property. Now we go into the seventh parak. What's our headline in the seventh parak? What's the seventh parak? Gneva. And what's Gneva all about? It's Mammon. It's Mammon. It's about his relation, his property. I can't steal your mama. That, period, exclamation point, is the end of Nizik, what I'll call Nizke Mama. Property. Now, Masecha moves into its second half. And that is Hachovel. And what's Hachovel? What is Chavol? It's an attack on a person. But what kind of attack on a person?
Physical.
On him. On his goof. That's Hachovel. An attack on his goof. Then we move on to the end of the Masechet and we shift to our last topic, and that is
Gzela.
Because what is Gzela?
Not a combination.
It is, but it's... That's not you're saying a good pshat. It's not my pshat. I'm saying a different pshat. It's why? It's an attack on the person
and
via his property. And so it's a lower level than chavol, but it's an attack on the person via his property. What Yehuda wanted to say was it's like a combo plan. It's like geneva chavola, put it together and you get a gzela. You have a combo of a mamon dika idea and I guess what the idea, it's a good idea, it's a good pshat, and a mammon and a chovel, a gnev and a chovel, what you put them together, you get zela. I'm saying a little different. I'm saying it's chavol is a direct attack on the person via his guf, and now gezel is a direct attack on the person, goes as chavero via his mom. And you read these Rambams and you see like kind of this is the message that the Rambam is translating. Yes?
So why isn't gezel like a subcategory of
chavol? It might be. I mean, it's a different category in the sense that it's a real downward. You're not touching him. But yes, the idea of chavala is a direct confrontation. I am physically, damaging your goof. So gzela is also confrontation. But I'm not damaging your goof. I'm damaging you, your persona, via your prop.
So then why isn't it like one?
It's not one, because it's not one. It's really not one. Chavala and gzela is not one. It's different. It's a different category. Now, are we done? We're going to be done, but on the Mar Makomos, you'll notice I am up to, I think we've covered pretty much through 9. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, we will continue this sugya. If you feel you have this down absolutely cold, you can certainly use tonight also to go a little weiter. That's fine. But we're going to wrap this up tomorrow, which will also mean we will learn the first Mishnah in Masechus Baba Kama. So, but that's our agenda questions.
Why is Lamashko considered Gezela if it's an attack on his property? Like, he's not...
So again, we have to study what Lamashko is. Oshek. Oshek needs a whole study, which is not for now, but it's also... In other words...
Because you're not attacking
him. But again, he only mentions by Goy. So you can't... We don't want you to do it. It's only... He says it by Goy, I think. No, that's where the word comes up. Okay, Rabbi, we'll stop here.
And we'll go tomorrow.